I would like to welcome a filmmaker and an editor, a guy who's been in the business for a long time, who is currently the Chicago producer of the 48-Hour Film Project. And I would like to welcome back to the show, Jerry Vassalatos. Jerry, how are you?
Howdy, howdy.
It seems like you were here. We were just saying off the air. It seems like you were here last week for this.
I cannot believe how fast time has flown.
It's crazy.
Just so much has happened.
Yeah.
Good things. And I'm very grateful to be back and talk about
this. It's always, you're always welcome. You know that.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, you're always welcome. And I know you wanted me to be a part of it this year as a judge, and I couldn't. It's just, my schedule is insane.
It's a big commitment.
I
understand. I just, one of these years I'm going to get a film critic, a bona fide film critic, and I know it's going to have to do with people's schedules. So I'm just glad that you're here to talk about
it. Well, you're welcome anytime. You know that.
Of course.
I will mention one of the judges is the lovely Amy Guth.
She's back for the second time.
Yeah.
Second time this year.
Yeah, and she's great. Amy's great. For people who listen on Saturday nights, the lovely Amy Guth has a great show, and she's also on weekdays as well, and she's fantastic, and she's a judge for the project. Before we get to the 48-Hour Film Project, there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
It's going to be a crazy busy weekend.
Yeah.
And describing what this is so incredible, and it's become more popular every year. But I want to start with you. You're a native Chicagoan.
I'm a native Chicagoan. Started my film career back in 1992 when I produced a little Christmas movie that ended up on Lifetime Television called Solstice, which is having its 25th anniversary next year.
Wow.
I'm currently doing a 2K restoration.
Oh, nice.
Of the film.
Nice.
Shot on 16, and we're planning to do a premiere at the Music Box next Christmas. I've already talked with them
because
part of it was filmed at the Music Box Theater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also part of the filmmaker incubating program over at Stage 18 at CineSpace, which is a terrific independent film community. Developing a feature project I'm hoping to get off the ground,
yeah,
get some financing for it. It would be shot here in Chicago. Writing, producing the 48-Hour Film Project.
Right. And you've, in the past, you've edited a lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah. Well, I did. One of the coolest things I did was I cut 4 episodes of Gangland for the History Channel.
Right.
Here at Towers Productions in Chicago was producing the show for History Channel. This is when I came back to Chicago in 2007 after I had spent 10 years in Los Angeles building my editorial credentials. So
right.
That's what made me more marketable to get that gig when I returned here to Chicago to be close to my family and friends.
Is it true what they say? Now, I went to Columbia College and I took film. I made a couple of short films when I was there. But I haven't done that. And, you know, obviously that was 30 years ago.
Well, let's team up on something.
But I wanted to ask you if you feel the same way that a lot of filmmakers feel, in that it really, it's the editing process where everything comes together. Do you feel that way?
I would say from my experience as an editor, yes, but if you've got a director who knows how to cover stuff,
yeah,
it can be very magical when you have all the coverage to cut something together. I was cutting a feature in Los Angeles. Actually, it was Jeff Anderson who starred in Clerks.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I cut his directorial debut, Now You Know.
Okay.
And Jeff, great guy. I was cutting while they were shooting, though. And as I was putting scenes together and I knew that they were still going to be on a set, this was Jeff's first time out as a director. Great listener. But I'd say, because I had been a director also,
sure,
could use a little extra coverage here because I'm having a little bit of a tough time making the scene dynamic. And he listened and he did it. And, you know, I think a good director should have the editorial skills, should have the editorial background to know how to cover scenes so
yeah,
their editor can really do something that serves the story they're trying to tell.
It's really interesting, the style of directors, because there are certain directors that have what they want in their head already.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, Brian De Palma is one of those guys.
Yeah.
De Palma is one of those guys who hates the word coverage. Like they did a documentary on him last.
I didn't see that
last
yet.
Year called De Palma.
Okay,
which is just It's a love letter to De Palma fans. If you're not a De Palma fan, I don't know if you'd enjoy the movie, quite frankly. But I'm a De Palma fanatic.
Oh, one of my favorite, probably more off the beaten path, I'm a huge fan of Carlito's Way.
Carlito's Way is a terrific movie.
I mean, I know his other films are more horror-focused.
Yeah.
Love Al Pacino, and I love the gangster genre.
That
and The Untouchables, which are kind of off the beaten path of what he does.
Yeah.
But
my favorite is Blowout. Blowout is my favorite.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Oh, you got to see it.
I know.
No, you have to see it. It's
something that every filmmaker should know.
Oh, it's just an extraordinary piece of work. But he, you know, being interviewed by Noah Baumbach, who made the movie, the documentary movie, De Palma, says he hates the word coverage because you know, he works with he's worked with like the same editor on many, many, many movies.
Yeah.
Paul Hirsch is the guy who cut a lot of his films. And so but he's one of those guys who would be a nightmare for you.
Well,
because he doesn't like coverage at all. He knows exactly what shot he wants and where it's going to be.
I would say when you're Brian De Palma, of course you do. And the editor is not going to have a problem because he has it cut in his head.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying, and again, no disrespect to emerging new directors.
Right.
They're learning the process. De Palma was around a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing stuff. So, I mean, I get both sides of that discussion.
Yeah. No, it's just an interest. I mean, that's unusual. You know, De Palma's the minority in that regard.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of those guys. He's an auteur who knows what he wants right away.
Well, talking about an example of a film that was saved by the editor, let's talk about Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Marshall Lucas.
Yeah.
That film apparently, in 77, Lucas showed it to his friends. A lot of them couldn't make any sense out of it. I just saw an interview with Marshall Lucas online the other day. It was the 40 people who were responsible for the success of Star Wars because it's the 40th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
She was talking about the editing process, and I'd never heard her talk about it before, and I always knew she was an unsung hero of Star Wars.
Yeah.
But you want to talk about an editor that took something that had the was magical, but she had Lucas going, and I think... No, she was an advisor on Raiders of the Lost Ark, and she gave them some advice on seeing that and saying, you need this from an editorial standpoint.
Yeah.
But yeah, you want to, great editors working with great filmmakers.
No question about it.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Okay. Speaking of filmmakers, we're going to get to the 48-hour film project. Hang on, because we have to break for the news.
All right.
Jerry Vassalatos is with us, and he is the Chicago producer of the 48-hour film project, a really amazing thing that's going to kick off this weekend. You can see the movies that are going to be made this weekend, September 10th and 11th at the Music Box, and the Best of the Fest will be September 14th, and we'll give you more details on that as we go. But right now, we got to take a break for the news. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Triple Play Thursday, 1 hour, 3 songs. Get your requests in right now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to talk about SNL. And we're going to talk about the 15 most shocking moments in SNL history. And we'll talk about that and some of our favorite other moments from SNL. Right now, though, in the studio is our guest, Jerry Vassalatos. Jerry is the Chicago producer of the 48-hour film project. This is this weekend when teams of filmmakers will attempt to write, film, and edit a movie in 2 days.
Thankfully, it's only a 4 to 8 minute movie.
Right.
Feature films here.
Yeah. You got to do a 98 minute movie
right
in 2 days. This is an incredible project, and this is like how many years have you been coming down here to talk about it? 3-4 years?
So this is my third year.
Your third year coming down to talk.
This is my third year as the city producer. I started as the associate producer learning the ropes, and then it was 2015 was my first year where I was captain of the ship. And
cool.
3 years later, we've built it, grown it. We are showcasing, as you've said, at the Music Box Theaters, which is one of the premier indie film venues in the city.
Beautiful.
Very excited. Any filmmaker to make a movie to have screened there, that in itself is tremendously exciting.
Yeah, it is. Well, talk about the history of the, just so we can get the basics.
Yeah,
the 48-hour film project, it's a nationwide thing.
International, too.
International, okay.
So I have to admit, I don't remember how far back it started, but a bunch of filmmakers in Washington, D.C., I wasn't a part of it then, so I have an excuse.
Right.
They started challenging themselves with figuring out if they could make a movie locally within 48 hours. And the excitement and success of that appealed to so many people that they kicked it off as a national filmmaking competition. I was introduced to it when I lived in Los Angeles, and I was invited to join a team as an editor. My first experience on a 48-hour film project, it was amazing, you know, great. Of course, you're working in the industry, so you're working with people who know what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had 5 or 6 blocks of screenings. I want to say it was the Fairfax Theater. But so the following year, I got a chance to direct a 48-hour film project, and then I moved back to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I actually didn't realize it was a nationwide filmmaking competition until I got back to Chicago.
Right.
I saw that they were doing it here, too. So I pulled a team together here and then soon discovered it is a nationwide filmmaking competition. You put a team together. You go to the kickoff, which we're having here in Chicago this Friday night at Magnanimous Media, our very gracious host and sponsor, rental sponsor. And all the teams draw a genre out of a hat.
So you have no idea what genre you're going to get.
You have no idea what you're going to get when you come to the kickoff. Although I tell all our filmmakers, You don't know what you're going to write, but prepare your resources. Line up locations that you might not ever end up using. But if you know someone who's got a cool club, a cool warehouse, say, hey, shooting a short film this weekend. Can I use your location if we need
it? That's smart, yeah.
So when they draw their genre, say they get, film noir,
mm-hmm.
and they already lined up a resource that's a seedy little bar.
Right.
Write your script for the location you have.
That's smart. What are the possible genres that they...
I think we've got 15 different genres. They range from action-adventure, superhero, comedy, musical, western. Think of a genre. It's probably in there.
It's in there. And these people just randomly draw it.
They randomly draw it. And then mm-hmm. all the teams have to integrate four elements that's consistent for all the teams. So we want to see how do they creatively use the same elements in each of their genres. It is a prop,
mm-hmm.
a line of dialogue, a character name, and a character profession. So they all use that same elements in their films. And we tell them at kickoff what those four elements are. Then they're off to the races writing on Friday night. Possibly starting to shoot Friday night, shooting all day Saturday, hopefully cutting while they're shooting. They've got to deliver their 4 to 8 minute movie by 7:30 this Sunday. Jeez. And we have a panel of 6 judges.
That's crazy, man.
We have 55 teams doing it this year.
55, that's the most you've had.
We actually, previous years, with other producers, I think they got up to 60 or 65.
Well, this is the most you've had, more than last year.
Well, last year we had 54.
Right.
And I think we had 48 deliver. A couple teams dropped out.
Yeah. They
couldn't make it. So based on that, I thought, all right, well, this year I'll schedule enough blocks to accommodate 55 teams because I don't think we'll go past 55. Well, we have 5 screening blocks at the Music Box, 11 teams per block. This year, for the first time, I'm offering a $1,000 grand prize for the best film.
Nice.
So
that's
we maxed out our registration 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 10 teams on a waiting list. Honestly, unfortunately, I don't think they're going to get on because I don't think anyone's going to drop out.
Right.
But I'll know next year to book more blocks so that we can accommodate more filmmakers because hopefully we're going to do the same thing next year and, you know, grow it even bigger.
So 55 teams, is there a limit on how many people can be on the team?
Not at all. 2 years ago, we had a one-person team. I think he drew musical and he did this great little story. It was very, very low, what do you want to say? It was high production value, but he didn't have to do a lot. It was minimalist, minimalist, but very entertaining.
Yeah,
we've had teams. I remember when I was competing, I put a team of 25 people together. I was a little ambitious with stuff that I did having come out of L.A. But you know, it can be any size crew. We have all ages. Last year, we had a sweet little team. It was a family: 2 parents and their 3 kids.
I remember that. It was so much
fun.
Yeah.
We've had teams of teens. I was actually talking at Chicago Filmmakers to a couple of summer film camp classes to try to recruit and encourage them.
Yeah.
And seasoned professionals working in advertising or film here in Chicago who just want to get their friends together for a weekend and be creative.
And so, that's 55 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of reactions do people get when they pull their genre?
So this used to be you draw a genre, and if you weren't happy with that genre, we had wild card genres, which could be musical or Western, the dreaded musical or Western, although last year's best film
was a
musical.
And it was great.
It was fantastic.
It was great. And you want to talk about locations. I remember last year's.
They used drones.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And last year's winner,
Sergio Torres and Kicker Rock,
just really good. And we had him in studio here
after they
were announced as the winner. And I saw the film and I just was like, you did that in 48 hours. Amazing.
The thing that shocks me and the thing that I was always grateful I never pulled musical. Well, I don't have musical abilities, but you have to write the song for playback on set to shoot. So they had to come. I mean, they had good music. I mean, they pulled it together. They got the music. They recorded a track that they shot. It was like a music video.
You have
to play. You play back on set and sync. Pulled it off. So it used to be that you can draw a genre, and if you weren't happy, you could draw a wild card that could be cool or could be worse.
But that's the one you're stuck with if you drew the wild card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now this year, the National has changed the rules, so the teams will draw a piece of paper that's got 2 genres on it.
Oh.
And they can choose one or the other.
Oh, I see.
So you don't have to do the wild card. So,
right.
You know, they've got a little bit more choice.
Right.
Because yeah, it did get hard for some teams that couldn't manage the.
What are some of the other rules that they have to go by? I mean, you've got the specifics.
Yeah.
The specifics for what has to be in the film, those four things,
right.
And the genre that you have to shoot in. What are the other any other rules that they have to follow?
Paperwork is very important. I mean, we joke about it, but we really look. If you work in film, you have to have dot your I's and cross your T's. We need all the location releases. We need all the talent releases.
Oh, sure.
We have to have that stuff. And if the teams don't bring that stuff back at 7:30 on Sunday, or if they bring their film and they don't have the – they're late.
Yeah.
We can't accept them for our judging. Now, that said, all 55 teams, whether they're on time or late, will all be screened. But it's only the on-time films that our judges look at to give the awards. Although – and I wanted to, you know, share this also with your listeners. We have audience awards,
mm-hmm.
and all the films are eligible for audience awards. So even if you help, unfortunately, get your film in late and aren't eligible for the official judging with the awards and the trophies and stuff, the audience might like your film.
Right, right.
And you might win an audience award. So
and
we tell the audiences, come to the screenings because you can vote for your favorite films as well.
And that the screenings are going to be September 10th and 11th at the Music Box Theater.
Yeah.
And that's a Saturday and a Sunday.
Sunday and a Monday.
Yes, because my film club screening at Dog Day Afternoon is the day after that. It's the 12th. So that's why I know it's a Tuesday. So Sunday and a Monday at the Music Box Theater. You can see all the films. And
Vote for your favorites.
Vote for your favorites. And then the announcements of the best of the fest will be – when will the announcements be made?
So we will then let all the teams that we know the judges voted for know that they're in best of the Chicago Awards on 11th. They'll know by the 12th. Yeah, because we know before our screenings, because our judges are going to be – so after the films are turned this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
our judges have got 11 days to rate all the films, give us their ballots. So even though we go into screenings, we have a sense of, you know, who the judges selected, because
right.
I got to get the trophies engraved
in time for
the awards.
Right.
But I'll get the judges' selections right before our regular screenings.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then, so if you want to come out, it's open to the public. You guys can come out September 10th and 11th at the Music Box Theater. We have a link on our Facebook page for all the information. 48hourfilm.com, and that's the number 4, the number 8. 48hourfilm.com/Chicago for all the information and more. Well, I want to talk more about some of the teams you guys have this year, and we'll talk about some of the films that came from the past.
Yes.
Like we mentioned the one that won last year, which I just thought was terrific.
Yeah.
Just beautifully done. And you got people who are, there's not just Chicagoans. People come around from all over the world, right?
I have a team that competed in Milwaukee that wanted to sign up after we maxed out.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's begging me, can I pay you more money? I don't want to let my team members down. I'm like, dude, I can't.
Yeah,
do it.
It's packed. Yeah,
it's packed. I said, if you want to come down to kickoff and see if a team doesn't show up, you're welcome to. But if you drive that distance from Milwaukee and I can't accommodate you, don't tell me you drove all the way down from Milwaukee.
Right, I drove all the way down from Milwaukee.
I don't
want to
hear that. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
It's just we just have so many screening blocks we can fill. So.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the success.
Thank you.
That's really great, man.
Yeah. It's exciting.
So cool. All right, Jerry, hang on for a second. All right.
Okay.
We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk more with Jerry, the Chicago producer of the 48-hour film project. We'll talk about some of the movies from the past and some of the other things that are happening. All right, here on 720 WGN. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thursday morning. How are you, everybody? Boy, the week just flew by. It seemed like yesterday there was an eclipse. it's Thursday morning, and that's Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in now. One artist, three songs. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to talk most shocking SNL moments, and we're going to talk Saturday Night Live in general. That's all coming up. Right now, though, my guest is Jerry Vassalatos, who is the Chicago producer of the 48-hour film project, which is this crazy thing that's going to happen this weekend. And there's going to be very little sleep, I'm imagining, from the teams mm-hmm. who are participating. 55 teams participating to attempt to write, film, and edit a short movie in 2 days.
Yeah. I would say the writers probably have it easiest because once they turn in their script on Friday night, they can go to bed. But if you're the director... you're going to be up all weekend,
yeah.
And the producer, editor will probably be up all day Saturday into Sunday,
yeah,
because they got a race to deliver their finished product.
Now you've made films for the 48-hour film project. What was your personal experiences? And obviously you enjoyed it; otherwise, you wouldn't have come back and become producer of this.
Honestly, Nick, I did burn out after the 6-1. I loved doing it. My issue was I didn't know how much more I could do to prove myself. I mean, we submitted 1 year and we're very proud of our film. And there were a lot of other films that were equal or I thought better than ours. And, you know, it's all subjective. The judges, you know, selected their favorite films. And I'm like, you know what? I love doing this. I'm burnt out by it. So,
yeah.
And I think also the people I put together would get burnt out. And I see in our own teams, we have a lot of repeats, which is great.
I was just going to say that.
We do have repeats.
Yeah.
But then some of the familiar faces that I have seen in other years are disappearing. So I think that, you know, teams will do it for a little while. And maybe, I don't know if it's the novelty that wears off or it does get.
Yeah.
Tough every year because you want to up your game and do more and more, get more ambitious, and then it's hard.
Are the guys who made last year's winner, are they back this year?
They are. Oh, of course he is.
Okay.
Now, the thing about last year's winner, Sergio, they won Best Film not the year prior, but 2 years prior.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're a really incredibly talented team.
Yeah.
I did.
And you have repeats though, like you said, people do come back.
Yeah. And I, you know, I can understand how it's grueling, especially if you get really ambitious about it and want to do more and more. See, the thing is, coming from film myself, I do it professionally.
Yeah.
So I'm always thinking of upscaling it to give it production value, which I think teams should do.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's like your grasp exceeds your reach.
Yeah.
Your reach exceeds your grasp.
Yeah.
Right. And
flip that, and then we're good to
right.
Go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's late. I'm awake. I'm wide awake here. It's just I'm not always good with remembering those.
It's funny, because I worked in, as you did too. You worked in theater, and I worked in theater for many years. And you do get burnt out. There's no question about it. I had done theater from like 1992 to 2006, and right at the end of 2006, I kind of had a meltdown.
Yeah.
And I had to leave theater. And I came back a few years later, did a couple of shows as well. But it's funny because as you do it, you know, for the many years that you do it, what's really fun, and I'm sure you feel this way too, being a part of this project.
Yeah.
Is you see the young, excited people coming in.
I love watching
that. Isn't that fantastic?
I love it. And I'll tell you, since then I have produced some short films that weren't with a deadline.
Yeah.
But every year I city produce, and I see the team select their genres, and they're out and off, I do get a little jealous.
It was funny because, you know, like
I thought I'm done with it, and it's like, God, I wish I could be doing this weekend, but I can't because I'm city producing it.
The last few shows that I directed at the factory, the last few, you know, we would audition new people, and who were in their 20s. And at that point, like, I was like late 30s, early 40s at that point. And I had done it for many years, and I was just like, yeah, whatever. These kids would come in, and they would paint the set till 5 o'clock in the morning and be excited about it, show up. And I'm like, I'm going home. I'm going to bed. You know, this thing.
Maybe it's not being burnt out. Maybe it's our age.
It might be.
Maybe it's just like, okay, we've done it. And although, you know what? I say I didn't lose the excitement level because I'm working. I'm right now developing a feature, and I'm so excited because I have a project that I'm aggressively trying to get off the ground with my producing partner.
Right.
So I have something and I'm excited about it. I think when you're in the midst of it and it starts to get exciting and you're doing what you love, you know, you get some of that energy.
Oh, no question about it. And those people that are young who come in, they reboost your energy.
It's an inspiration.
It
to
is
watch
no
these
question
kids,
about
the younger people. Doing
I bet.
It.
So what have been some of your favorite films that you've seen over the years? Ones that stand out. I mean, we talked about last year's winner. What are some of the other ones from the past that really stand out?
So, forgive me, I don't remember the title of last year's. I believe it was they had drawn silent film as their genre, but silent film you could use music. You just can have dialogue, and it was the most touching because they have to rely on the visuals.
Mm-hmm.
It was about a girl who needed to get word to her grandmother because her grandmother was deaf, or her grandmother didn't know that there was a tornado coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl had to get to her grandmother's house, and they did some like pretty impressive composites with like the tornado coming. But the combination of the visuals and the music and the girl's commitment to getting to her grandmother in time, I was just blown away by it.
No.
I was just like, this is a really touching, and to be able to use visuals that way.
Yeah.
To really stir your emotions, I thought was fantastic. And they won an audience award.
Mm.
And I really, you know, I don't know if they're listening, but, I'm forgetting the title because we had 54, no, 40
well, sure.
films. But no, that stands out to me.
Yeah.
the winner stood out to me too, but I'm remembering one that didn't win the judges awards, and it left an impression on me because I still think about it. I get chills and like the way that they told the story visually and about the relationship between the girl and her grandmother.
It's interesting. You can see movies like this, films like this, if you come out to the Music Box September 10th and 11th at the Music Box Theater, and then the Best of the Fest will be shown on September 14th. And will the awards be handed out on the 14th?
Yeah.
At the Music Box.
You know, I can also tell your listeners, if you want to see last year's films, if you go to that link that Nick told you, on the page there is a button that says Other Years. Click that button and it will open 2016, 2015. I think it goes back 10 years. And each of the years shows the films that won. So if you want to watch some of the older films online to get a sense of...
I would suggest doing that, too.
Yeah, so you can know what to expect and see the quality and the,
and
talent of the filmmakers.
Any type of film is fine, right? I mean, you can if you want to shoot... I mean, obviously, you're not going to shoot in 16 or anything like that. Okay. But, you're not going to... Because you're not going to get it developed and all that stuff. But like any camera, any kind of camera, if you want to shoot it on an iPhone even...
You could. We do have delivery requirements, though. We have, you know, it's like tech stuff. Video codecs, H.264, QuickTime format, because when have to string the films together on my laptop for the program that digitally projects them at the Music Box, I can't convert all the films to be compatible. So we asked the filmmakers, hey, deliver them in this format so that they're going to string out.
I'm sorry.
Did we get it? We're fine. Don't worry about it. It's all right.
Excuse me, audience. Don't worry about it.
It's okay. It's all right. It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning. People, it's don't worry about it.
I'm so casual with you.
I know. Like that's the thing. It's how we talk off the air.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so September 10th and 11th, all of the films will be screened at the Music Box, and then the Best of the Fest is on September 14th with the awards as well. Again, 48hourfilm.com/Chicago, and that's the number 4, the number 8. 48hourfilm.com/Chicago. You can get all the information there about this year and past winners as well. You can see as well. Well, listen, good luck. And I know you're not going to be, it's not going to be as crazy for you this weekend as it will be for the teams.
It'll be crazy for me when we have the screenings.
That's when it gets nuts for you.
That's my 48-hour film project. But, Nick, let me, I'll put you on the list. I hope you couldn't judge, but if you want to come out and watch some of the films, I'll get you on the...
Oh, thanks, man. I'll let you know, and I really appreciate it. And you come back anytime, Jerry.
Always
a pleasure to have you on.
Jerry
Vasilatos, who is the Chicago producer of the 48-Hour Film Project, and who also comes to my film club pretty frequently.
Temple of Doom.
Oh, my God.
I love seeing that on the big screen again.
It's going to be great. Dog Day Afternoon, but you'll be too tired because it's the week of... it's on the 12th of September, so I don't see you coming out.
I'll be there for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, though.
In November.
Oh, my God. Oh, classic.
Okay. It's good to see you, Jerry.
You too, Nick.
Great one. And the 48-Hour Film Project is happening this weekend. All right, we'll take a break on 720 WGN.